Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. This is episode 20, and it's so crazy to me that there are 20 episodes on my podcast when just back in 2018, I didn't even think that I could have one. So it just goes to show what happens when you put your mind to something and actually stick to it and see it through. I'm looking at the future of this podcast and what I want to do with it and how I can make it even more engaging, have more value on it, and really get to the core of, you know, different people's happiness, ideas of happiness, different people's journeys, and all of that great stuff. So there's lots to look forward to there, and I'm sure there will be tons of announcements around that sometime in the future. For today, I just wanted to acknowledge that it is the long weekend and you might all be with your families, friends, you might be working, you might be taking some time to yourself, or you might be taking advantage of this long weekend to celebrate something or to get together with people that you love. However you're celebrating this long weekend, there is so much great stuff to be grateful for. One of the things that I love so much about the long weekend is that we get to take a moment, we get to pause, and we get to enjoy the people who are around us and really give ourselves an opportunity to have a break. Because a lot of the time we're so go, go, go that we don't really give ourselves the break that we deserve. Or, you know, things might come up in your job, in your life, in friendships and relationships, and things just happen and you don't really get to relax and there's always something going on. So the reason why I love long weekends so much is because even if you're doing work around the house, let's say, you still have an extra day before you have to jump into your daily grind. And, you know, if you're not an entrepreneur, let's say, and you're not someone who has a business to run, and if you're someone who is salaried and works a 9-to-5 job, then, you know, weekends are really exciting for you and tagging on an extra day is amazing. So this weekend, I'm spending it up at my sister's boyfriend's cottage, who so graciously invited us and is hosting us there for the weekend. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so nice to just relax and enjoy and not worry about, you know, any of the chores that I have to do around my house or anything like that, and really get some time to unwind and relax and kind of recalibrate, if you will, before heading back into a really busy week. So I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited to, you know, enjoy the cottage this weekend. It's going to be really nice, and hopefully see some familiar faces, and who knows what the weekend will bring. You know, there's so many different opportunities and so many things can happen. So one of the things that I really want to talk about on this week's episode was something that I've realized or come to realize over the last week or so. And I think I've realized little bits of it throughout the last, you know, 8 or 9 months or so, but I've really started to realize the majority of it just in this last week. And I don't know if this will resonate with you, if you've ever felt this way before, but I have a really hard time feeling satisfied. And I don't know where this comes from or why it happens, but I tend to do these like peaks and valleys. So I tend to get really excited about something and then, you know, get really low about it, and be really good at committing to something and then getting really low about it. And this bothers me so much because I always want to do stuff and start a project and start things. And I feel like once I've achieved it and done it, I just get over it and I just don't really care for it anymore and I don't want to do it anymore. In some respect, this is a good thing to do and a good problem to have. Because in some respect, you know, I always have a goal and I always have a vision and I always have something that I want to do. The downfall of that, though, is that I have all these goals and visions and then I achieve them and then I feel really low about them because I don't know what to do next. And I always get these feelings of self-doubt and that, you know, okay, it's good that you started this, Simona, but you're not going to continue it, and there's no purpose in you doing this. Nothing is going to ever happen with it. So I let myself get into these lows of constantly telling myself stories that I don't know if they're stories or if they're real, if that makes any sense. So I'm almost just a little bit fascinated by this, right? So always being able to achieve something and have a goal and set your mind on something, but letting myself fall into a place of not feeling worthy of whatever it is that I've just achieved. It's a really crazy thing to experience because it feels like it's a constant battle. I feel like I'm always battling with what I want versus what I should versus, you know, what's expected versus what's, you know, what I really want. And it's like a should versus a want. And so what's frustrating though about this situation is that I just feel like I make so much progress, and then I'm so easy to fall back into old mentalities and old ways of thinking, old belief systems and stuff like that. And I felt that it was really important to come on here and share this with you today, because I talk so much about happiness. I talk so much about, you know, inner peace and all these different things, but in reality, sometimes life just isn't that way. And sometimes we feel down, and that's okay. And sometimes we need to pep talk ourselves all the time to get back up and to try again. The difference here is, though, to actively choose to try again. And so this is where the peak comes in from the valley, that, you know, okay, I'm really low right now and I don't think that I can do this, but you know what? I know that I can, so I'm going to try it again and I'm going to do it again and I'm going to see it through. And the best part about seeing it through is that you have so much excitement when it's actually accomplished, which is such a good feeling. And, you know, it's a high that you can stay on for a little bit. And then it's only natural, I feel like, in my opinion, to kind of dip back down a little bit and kind of recalibrate and regroup with yourself. But then you got to know to pull yourself back up again to make sure that you don't let yourself stay in a place of sadness or being down or not feeling like enough. I have to say, though, it is frustrating overall to be like this, and it's just the way that I am. And it's frustrating to me because I always start something and I feel like I don't hold myself accountable every single day. This really feels like the most challenging part because I know what I need to do and I know that it's a good thing to do it, but I don't actively choose to do it every single day because life just kind of gets chaotic and, you know, you pick your priorities. And so I really need to get better at picking my priorities and picking what it is that's important to me and where I want to invest my time, because we all have the same amount of hours in a day. We all can accomplish so much in a day, and we really use our time however we want to, right? So I can't sit here and put myself in a low or feel like I'm in a low and knowing that I have commitments and things that I need to show up for. So that's another part of the friction, and that's another part where I need to find balance. But so I really think, though, that the key here is that this is something that I've identified. It's a way of being that I have identified for myself and that I'm aware of. And so when you're aware of something like this, you're more mindful around it. And I can choose actions that kind of counter being in a low and actively choose that instead of letting myself kind of go into that low space. So let me know if you have ever experienced this before. If you have, what are your tips? I would love to know, and definitely do another episode on this again in the future with some more tips and tricks as I learn to navigate this sort of part of myself that I've just discovered. But I'm also fascinated by it because I've never been able to put, you know, an emotion or experience or a word on why I feel a certain way. And I've never been able to give myself grace or feel okay with being in a lower point. So if anything comes out of this, it's a lot of awareness and patience with myself, I think. So I hope that you are getting to relax. I hope you're getting to wind down this weekend. I hope you're enjoying all the time that you're spending with people that you love. And I will talk to you next week on episode 21. I can't believe that we're in the 20s. I still can't believe it. Okay, have a good week, you guys. Bye. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.